When you're working with Madonna, was it very similar, or was it a different point by being a woman who was very driven?
Oh, that, no, she is faint. She's very, very driven, sure. But she likes excellence. And from day one, really, it's what she talked about. I just want to be in a room with people who just love what they do. And she has such a big respect for, in particular to the dancers who she would hire. A real big respect for the different genres, because she also was trained in a lot of different styles, but there's so many different styles that, the young people are coming with, so she's constantly inspired, and that's wonderful, because she doesn't have to. Here's the thing, none of them had to do it. They needed to do it. That is the key. They need to perform because it is their gift. Like myself, I need to dance. Until I can't dance anymore, I know that I need to dance. I need to learn the craft of the art of dance so that I can speak. I knew I had a gift. I knew that from very young, but I didn't know how I was going to do it until I had people in front of me that said, "You know what? We're going to help you get there because we see it. And you, I know you see it, but you don't see all of it. So we're going to help you see all of it." And that is what these big artists do too. They're consistently surrounded by people. No, it's actually people like say, that was terrible. Go back. You were off pitch. Do it again." Those are the type of people that they surround themselves with, because you surround yourself with yes people who just love you, not